Doris says, "Doris, put the lid on the sugar bowl, por favor. There are so many flies." I look around for flies, but there are none I can see. Lorena has just come out from the kitchen with a tray to collect the empty coffee cups. Perhaps she scared them away. Then, just like that, it dawns on me. My mother is speaking to Mrs. Washburn in code. She's saying, "We are being overheard. Be quiet." It's as if I've stepped into a room I'm not supposed to be in, but now that I'm inside, the door has disappeared. I feel the same way as when Lucinda told me how one day I too would get my period. "What if I don't want to?" I asked, disgusted at the thought of bleeding between my legs. "You don't have a choice," she shot back. Later, I write in my diary about the Washburn family maybe moving back to the United States. Just thinking about losing Sammy, I start to cry. Wiping my tears from the page, I smudge the writing so badly, I won't have to erase a thing tonight.
So we've learned some more about Trujillo, or El Jefe, the Dominican dictator. He's been in power for 31 years, which is 23 years longer than anyone can be president in the United States, and although he was elected, it wasn't a real election because nobody ran against him. Anita wants to know why not. Frankly, I'm guessing that anyone who tried to run against Trujillo would be jailed or murdered by the SIN. One other thing. Why did Mommy want Mrs. Washburn to be quiet? Well, just as Mrs. Washburn was speaking out against Trujillo, the new maid, Lorena, stepped out onto the patio. Remember how Mommy doesn't trust Lorena? She's afraid that Lorena might be a spy for the SIM, and she wants to make sure Lorena doesn't hear anybody saying bad things about El Jefe. Let's keep reading after the space on page 45 where it says, "According to Mommy."
According to Mommy, I'm developing the same case of bathroomitis as Lucinda. I roll my eyes when she says so. Can't I at least have my own diseases? I'm told I have my mother's café con leche skin color, my father's curly black hair, my grandmother's slightly turned-up nose, the dimples from some great aunt who spent her whole life smiling at everyone. I feel like just a hand-me-down human being. Mommy is right, of course. I am spending a lot more time in the bathroom, but I'm not about to tell her that it has nothing to do with my copying Lucinda and a lot to do with my liking Sam. Liking a guy sure makes a girl think about whether she's pretty enough. I stand in front of the mirror, staring at myself. My black